All right, we're ready.
Okay, good deal. I am Justin May, Chairperson of the Electrical Licensing, Electricians Licensing Board. I'd like to call this meeting of the Electricians Licensing Board to order. It is now 11:02 a.m. on February 21st, 2024. This meeting is being held electronically via Google Meet with an anchor location in room 475 on the fourth floor of the Heber M. Wells Building. Notice that this meeting was provided as required under Utah Open Meeting Laws. In compliance with Utah Open Meeting Laws, this meeting is being recorded in its entirety. The recording will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days following the meeting. In compliance with Utah Open Meeting Laws, written minutes will also be prepared of this meeting. Appropriately marked pending approval minutes will be available to the public no later than 30 days after the close of the meeting. Approved minutes will be posted to the Utah Public Notice website no later than 3 business days after approval. The following board members are in attendance: myself, Justin May, Mike Hartwell, Justin Parker, and Matt Lawson. I have not seen Steve Woodman yet. The following board members, the following members representing Doppel and the Department of Commerce are in attendance.
List those for you, Mr. Chair?
Yes, if you would, please. Thank you.
Steve Duncan, Nicole Herrera, Matt Johnson, and I believe that is all.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. We'd like to welcome any visitors or interested persons at this time and request that you identify yourselves before speaking. As a courtesy to everyone participating in this meeting, unlike myself just now, please silence electronic devices, mute your microphone when not speaking, and keep background noise to a minimum. Telephone attendees may mute and unmute their microphones by pressing *6. Board motions and votes will be recorded in the minutes. Now let us proceed with the agenda. A pretty small agenda here today, and we are reconvening because our conversation last week was not technically up to the meeting laws. It was not on our agenda to discuss House Bill 534. So that what brings us back together today. I guess I'll just start off this meeting a little bit. So this did go before the House yesterday. I did attend in person. There was a bunch of other things going on up there at this time. One thing I found interesting is the majority of the people who were there to speak about this bill were opposed to the bill. Some very good points were brought up, but still when it all came down and everything was said and done, they did still pass the bill in its entirety through the House. So I now know it goes on from there to the Senate, and this is all new to me. So if I say something wrong or I got something wrong, but anyways, that's kind of where it's going from now. So it's not too late for us to still voice our opinion. Like I said, it still needs to go to the Senate, but it did pass the House yesterday.
Hey, Justin, one of the comments I kind of got filled in on is an opportunity maybe to see if there's any way, if they combine these boards, well, when they combine these boards, and we see if there is a way we can have a representative, electrical representative, and a plumbing representative on the commissioning.
Commission. Yeah, because I know that for me, in my notes that I was taking yesterday, that was one thing that nobody had brought up before. But it was on my list of kind of the one of the biggest reasons why we're opposing this is that we would lose either the electricians or the plumbers. One of the two would lose a seat on the State Construction Commission. So I don't disagree with that. Any other comments?
So Justin, this is Matt. Just so my understanding, as this keeps moving forward, I mean, kind of what we proposed last time was to write a letter, and I guess that's why we're having this other meeting, is to make a motion to keep moving forward with that letter. What good does that do?
Well, right now, and you know, somebody's going to have to correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that right now the letter would no longer go to the House. I don't know if we'd send it to the Senate or who exactly we would send it to. But as of yesterday's approval, it was only, like I said, only approved by the House. So it still has to go to the Senate and everything else. So I still think there's time there. And there's also time when it goes to the Senate for us to show up in person to oppose the bill as well. Like I said earlier, my one thing that really surprised me, for everybody was there opposed to this, how it still passed. It was almost like, we're going to listen to you, but we've already made up our minds what we're going to do. That's just, that's really how it felt yesterday, at least in my opinion.
Justin, this is Justin.
Yeah.
Justin. Gotta love politics, right? So in this letter, I was thinking about this morning. Can it be dual signatures from, or multiple signatures from different boards that, hey, this is unity, that we don't agree with this, and it's just not one board coming in and being whiners or another one coming in and being whiners. It's, we are united on this, and here's our board member signatures, and, you know, we're trying to get that point across, that, you know, the opposition to it. Can we do that, or does it have to be sole source from each board?
That I don't know the answer to, Steve. Could you help us with that one?
It would be, as you phrase it, sole source. So if you're referring to the plumbers, they have the ability, and they're moving forward with their own letter. So this would be specific to this board, you know, the electrical or electrician's licensing board. They have their own authority to draft a letter, and all the board members can sign it if they wish.
Would there be any strength in doing it as a joint letter, or not really?
No, I think that where they're providing their own letter, they're both going to be submitted to the same place. So there'll be two letters that basically mirror each other.
Okay. Yeah, because I've already forgot the gentleman's name, but the chairperson up there for the plumbing board was there as well. And we chatted a little bit on our way out from the meeting yesterday, and they're fairly upset too. And the biggest thing we were is this bill was like nowhere on anybody's radar until it was almost too late. And that was what a lot of people were upset and frustrated with. And this bill, four or 534, is also kind of combined with 532, which they said it's the 532 is more of the boards and the they're sunsetting, like they're just going to get rid of. 534 is more of the boards that they want to combine. They said that the one bill itself was too big to be covered. Their system wouldn't let it be covered in one bill, so it got made into two. So there's really kind of two of them on the radar here, but they both did pass. But the 534 is the one that directly relates to us and our board. So, Steve, let me ask this question. So if we were to put together a letter as a board and say that we got everybody's signature put on it, would there be any strength in also separate individual letters, or is that just overkill?
No, there's nothing that prohibits anybody from writing their own letters and submitting them.
Down to associations or even electricians or whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's nothing that prohibits that. There's nothing that prohibits them from showing up and testifying, providing their input, or both. So I just think that the more people you can get on the record, the better.
Okay. Fair enough. Mitch, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, this is Mitch. So did they ever give any reasons for their wanting to combine both of these boards? I tried to do some research before the meeting, but I couldn't. It wasn't very, very thorough research. So did they give reasons why they're doing this?
They did. Is at the start of the meeting, so Representative Musselman, if I'm saying his name right, I guess that they received a letter from the governor's office, and I don't know how or when or where, with the concern that there are too many boards, that there are too many task force or advisory boards or whatever it might be, the state felt that there were too many of them, and it had been going on for a while. He said that he kind of threw himself under the bus to take it on and didn't realize how big of a job it was going to be to take this on. But I guess the gist of it came down, it was a letter from the governor's office just saying that they felt that there were too many boards and commissions and everything else in the state. Bobby, you've got your hand up.
Yeah, I don't know if this has been discussed or not, but I know there's lobbyists that represent the electricians and plumbers. Can they get involved in this as well, Steve?
Absolutely, they can.
They've already changed terminology and stuff in bills, so you might want to get them pushing as hard as they can if you want to make a change in this.
Yeah, and I know one of the lobbyists were up there. The Spadafores were there. They did not speak yesterday, but I know they were in the room.
Probably wouldn't be a bad idea if they voiced their concerns to the people they have some influence with.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I know that Steve Woodman, his side, they still use the Spadafores a lot. My side does not as much anymore. Yeah, I think getting anybody and everybody involved in this, even some of our large contractors and stuff in the state, to step up, and even if it just at minimum writing a letter and getting that off up there with their thoughts and feelings of the whole thing. So
if they don't have time to write a letter, the representative's email address is online. They can send them emails. However,
I know that phone calls have been made up to some high offices when things weren't going a certain way. So depending on the size of the contractor, that might not hurt as well.
Yeah. Well, and I know personally I believe is the largest electrical contractor in the state. And I know that they've got some fairly high up ties in the state. So that might be worth a discussion.
So, Mr. Chair, if I may,
absolutely
go back over the composition of the proposed board. It would be 5 plumbers, 5 electricians, and 1 public member. So 11 members total. I know that Ken Adams said 13, but it's 11.
Yeah, I caught that yesterday myself.
Yeah, and it changes the composition of the Construction Services Commission to 4 contractors, the chair of the newly composed plumbing electrical board, the chair of the alarm board, and 1 public member, for a total of 7. So the commission goes from 9 members down to 7, and this newly combined board for the plumbers and electricians is 11 members.
Yeah. Hey, is there any further discussion on this? I know that we still, and I'm happy to compose a letter. I'll send it out to everybody for everybody to look at, because I'm not an author by any means, and I don't use big words like some other people do, but I'm happy to put something together and put it out for everybody's thoughts and opinions on it. We can tweak it and change it and then send it to the Senate, I guess it would be this time. And even
you need to send it to the division first.
Yes. Yeah. No, I'd send it to you guys to put it on Leatherhead and everything, and then it'd go up from there. So,
and then we'll send it back to you for your signature and the board member's signature.
Perfect. Yeah, that'd be great.
And do we need a motion on this?
We do.
That's a whole, really the reason that we're meeting together today is for that reason, because it was not on our agenda. We technically can't make a motion on it because it was not on our agenda for last week. So it is now officially on the agenda. It was officially posted like it's supposed to be. So now we just pretty much need to remake our motion from last week, so it is official and legal.
Well, this is Matt Lawson. I make a motion that we draft a letter for HB 534.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. I've got a motion. Looking for a second.
This is Justin Parker. I will second that.
Thank you, Justin. I've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
And Mr. Sorry? Chair, just to yes. be clear, Mr. Chair, this is in opposition of
a letter of opposition.
Yeah.
Okay. I was right. just giving up that maybe I don't know if we can do it or not. But we have a marketing group that puts pretty flowery words into things that looks very professional. If we had a rough draft, I could probably get it in front of them and have them put some flowers to it and hopefully some headstones to it and get that back to you guys. So,
well, I can scratch something out on a napkin and send it your way and they can make it official is what you're saying.
Yeah, I've actually been pretty impressed. Like I can put three sentences together and then they do two paragraphs and I look like I'm the king of Spain.
Perfect. Oh, I like it. So, okay. Well, I'll put some rough together with some facts in it and stuff. I will send it over to everybody, including over to Steve for just kind of a look at the draft. Please don't feel like you're hurting any of my feelings changing it. Even if every single word's changed except for the period at the very end, I'm good with it.
So, would there be any opposition if I gave that to them and had them put some flowery words to it and that add to it? I know they're not part of the board or anything like that, but is that a no-no?
No, you could, however you want to compose the letters, fine. I just would remind the board that time is of the essence as the session ends on March 1st. So this is something that needs to
move
on quickly.
I'll see if I can't have a draft done either this evening or first thing tomorrow and have it off to everybody. So right now, so we're in the middle of a motion. So I've got a motion and a second to write a opposing letter for House Bill 534 and get it back to the division for approval and then sent off. So I've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All right. Seeing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, everybody, thank you. I appreciate it. We'll now that everything's official, I've already had kind of a rough draft going, but I'm going to tweak it a little bit, especially with some of my stuff I learned from yesterday. I said I will try to have this out to everybody as soon as either this evening or tomorrow morning. Nicole, could you do me a favor and send me everybody's email addresses again? I know I probably have them somewhere, but just to make sure I have everybody's.
I sure can.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Also, would it be possible to get the contact information for the chairperson of the plumbing board?
Sure.
Yes.
If you send that to me too, that'd be great. I just like to pick his brain for a minute and make sure that they're getting a letter together too and make sure that we can somewhat stand united on this. So if there's no further discussion topics for today.
One other question for you, Justin. This is Mike Harwell. Okay.
Yes.
Did they send out, just maybe include with your email, the location where those letters would need to be sent? But we can get contractors and other folks if they would like to. If we just had something I could pass around to say, hey, if you want to oppose this, then here's where you would send your information regarding that. Not as the board, obviously, but as just an electrician or a contractor.
Absolutely. So I've got Councilman Musselman, I got his email here. I can include as the emails are going around. I can include that in there. And then I will see if I can't chase down anywhere else or anybody else who we might be able to send this to. Does anybody from the state have an idea of who else we might want to send this to? Or probably. So I'll see what I can't find and I will put this together and get it sent off to everybody. So, okay. Well, thank you, everybody. It is now 11:21 a.m., and this meeting is adjourned.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Hey, Justin, can you stay on for a minute?
Yeah, I sure can.
All right.